Hi, everyone, and welcome as we're back from the Neil Haley Show here on the Freedom from Addiction segment on the Total Media Network. And I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson. Wynn, how are you? The last news you gave us that it could be a bioweapon is very concerning. But again, I think that the fact that we're sitting here quarantined, anything could concern us, and there's a variety of different ways to look at what's happening, but we just got to stay safe.
Absolutely, Neil. It's a pleasure to have my audience listening to the show today. My sincerest desire is for y'all to get something from it that will make your life richer, fuller, and in this time of coronavirus pandemic, safer. I am Reverend Wynn Henderson. As an ordained Christian minister and a retired medical doctor, I have a dual perspective to bring you content to solve problems in your life. Freedom from Addiction and Share Your Mission is the longest running single hosted and produced spiritually based radio internet talk show in the country. It's been continuously running for the last 20 years. I introduce you to celebrities and non-celebrities alike who have something to say about the disease of addiction in any of its 30 plus different forms, and about the importance of finding your mission or purpose in life and then acting on it. We're going to talk today about drinking alcohol and how it could raise the risk of you contracting COVID-19.
Oh, geez. And that's, again, wow. I mean, especially when you see things coming out in the media in Europe that, drinking hardcore alcohol will kill the virus. So this is definitely something different.
Well, that's a lie. Alcohol is not going to kill the virus. But here we go on this topic. It's no surprise that alcohol sales have spiked in recent weeks.
Yeah.
However, the World Health Organization has warned this week that drinking alcohol could place individuals at higher risk of catching COVID-19, thanks to alcohol's ability to weaken people's immune systems and put the drinker at risk of engaging in risky behavior that could result in contracting the virus. Alcohol compromises the body's immune system and increases the risk of adverse health outcomes. Therefore, people should minimize their alcohol consumption at this time, particularly as it relates to this particular disease. Studies have shown that excessive alcohol consumption is found to be associated with a higher risk of adverse immune-related health effects, such as susceptibility to pneumonia. And people who drink moderately, that means more than one drink a day for women and two drinks for men, significantly impacts the body's immune response, increasing one's susceptibility to illness of the pneumonia type. Now, moderate drinking may offer anti-inflammatory benefits, but the key to drinking alcohol for these benefits while minimizing harm to immune defenses is to stay below the moderation guidelines or to avoid alcohol altogether. Now, I know that if you're addicted to alcohol, that's not going to be something that many people are going to do. But if you are, you can go to my website and find out how to lose your addiction to alcohol. If you're not, you should quit drinking until Corona is out of the picture.
Now, those effects, really what happens is you're setting yourself up in a lot of ways. When in the fact that you're dealing with coronavirus, when you're drinking alcohol, your immune system is being shut down more, right, with alcohol.
Yeah, the body has a immune system that protects you against bacteria, viruses, protozoans, and all this kind of stuff. But if it's compromised, you stand a bigger chance of getting it. Now, if you drank, you stand a bigger chance of getting it because of that and because of engaging in risky behaviors. And I saw risky behaviors on the news yesterday morning where many, many, many people were out on the beach. I think it was in Florida where they opened the beaches and they were not practicing social distancing. And that means that if there's one case of corona on the beach, that who knows how many people that were out there will get it. And so you don't want to do risky behavior, and you don't want to not have your body as healthy in the immune system as you can. And here's one thing that you can do to increase your chances of living by not getting the corona. So I would suggest that you cut out alcohol until it's over with.
I think so. But that's very hard when the states are pushing, especially Pennsylvania, where we have our own state stores to sell alcohol, or all that's left is basically the grocery stores sell a portion, not like in other states where there is not a state liquor control. And even though Pennsylvania has high cases, the only thing they decided to do to open up Pennsylvania more, not even getting to phase one, is to have drive up alcohol deliveries so that you can curbside pickup instead of just online, which I think is ridiculous.
Yeah, isn't that ridiculous? In the first place, the book that I wrote recently on 25 different ways that alcohol will hurt you, signifies that you shouldn't be drinking anyway if you're not already addicted. Why do something that's going to hurt you 25 different ways? Well, that's just a no-brainer to me. And you can find out more about that on the website or even on the podcast. But in this particular case, this recommendation is for as long as we have this potentially life-taking virus available. So that's what I wanted to say about that. Try to stay away from the alcohol until such time as you don't have any corona around.
It's great that you have these different segments on the program, especially when my listeners and viewers are really asking for this, but also your podcast is asking for it. So having these simulcasts that we're providing once or twice or maybe three times a week, it just depends, is a fantastic thing. But people who are listening on my channels can go to where to subscribe?
For the podcast?
Yes, for the podcast.
The podcast is at www.freedomfromaddiction.com. Libsyn, spell that LIBSYN.com.
Or visiting your website as well is a great place for information at RevWynHendersonMD.com as well.
That's right. You get more information over there.
All right. Well, great. I mean, I just really am concerned about the alcoholism and depression and anxiety going through this challenge of coronavirus. And my concern is maybe we should have practiced social distancing longer than we are. And by opening up the country, this might backfire. I hope it doesn't, but we'll find out very soon.
Well, in addition to social distancing from people, I think now's the time to social distance from alcohol.
Agree. All right. Well, take care. And we're going to talk very soon again. I appreciate you coming by.
Okay, bye.
All right, that was the Freedom from Addiction segment, everyone. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.